Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. Brothers and sisters, the weekend is here, 6:08. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. But I have a tummy ache. I don't think I'll be begging for donuts today. I just have a feeling. Without getting too personal, and you know at times I can.
Yes, you will.
I was stricken with a pain in the very lower part of my body, and I was so desperate, because this had been going on for a couple of days,
yep,
that I drank that stuff that you take when you're getting a colonoscopy.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Magnesium something.
Hey, it's better than the old stuff. Remember the old castor oil?
No, that's before my time. No.
Oh, listen, I had to do that once.
Now, Mom tried to give it to us when we were kids. I think that went on for, about a month.
Yeah.
And it was a huge rebellion.
Even though you do stuff like mix orange juice up with it for years, if I even thought to make it taste a little better.
You mix vodka with orange juice.
That's a whole other story, but I don't drink, so. But literally for years, if I even thought about the castor oil, I would gag.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it's thick, and it's like, man, no.
Mm. Wow.
I had PTSD over castor oil.
You know, it's been popping up lately on my feeds, the castor oil thing.
Really?
How healthy it is.
And
like it's made its way back into the mainstream. And, you know, like so many other things, Grandmom was probably correct.
Absolutely. It all comes around.
Let's talk about something really fun, like a serial killer.
Wow. That's a transition.
See how I can brighten things up on a Friday? Florida authorities are pushing back on social media rumors about a serial killer on the loose in the Jacksonville area after three women were found dead in separate incidents over 3 days. The JSO addressed the speculation directly on Tuesday, emphasizing that the cases are unrelated and urging calm as investigators continue. JSO is aware of the rumors circulating about a serial killer on the loose in Jacksonville. We can confirm that these claims are false. Here's the problem. On almost all these cases, almost all of them, they always start out and say they're not related.
Right.
They don't want panic. So they say that anyway, so you don't really know if they're really related. It could be a common killer. I don't know. Despite that clarification, speculation continued to spread online, with many users drawing comparisons to crime thrillers or past serial killer cases. Yeah, one Facebook person said, isn't that what the police say in every serial killer movie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, others invoked the famous cases like Ted Bundy or John Wayne Gacy, arguing that police in those eras also downplayed initial warnings. where he spread over the weekend after three women were found dead in different parts of Jacksonville within 3 days. Hmm. Well, I'd say that fact alone makes it somewhat related. Just all happened to be
it's a pattern.
Women, just all happened to be in a period of 3 days, all happened to be in the area of Jacksonville, although you have to keep in mind that Jacksonville is the largest city in the U.S., square miles-wise.
Yeah, they count their whole county as the city, so.
Yeah.
Imagine if Ocala counted all of Marion County and said, yep, this is Ocala. That'd be huge.
It would be.
Yeah.
On Saturday, 24-year-old Cherish Nunley, mother of two, found fatally shot in a parking lot, according to News 4 Jax GoFundMe page created for her family. She was a devoted mother, bright, beautiful girl who was killed in cold blood. Following day, fishermen discovered the body of Tiffany Felton beneath a bridge on Blanding Boulevard. This was an unnecessary killing. A.J. Jordan, outreach coordinator with Mad Dads, told the outlet, it's very sad. All right. And then Monday, deputies were called to a rooming house in the city's Phoenix neighborhood where another woman was found unresponsive. And Sheriff Sergeant told the outlet that details surrounding her death were not immediately clear. So the online speculation is going to be intense.
Sure.
And we'll see if they are related. I mean, you kind of wonder, you're like, well, would it be better off if they are related? Because just one person doing all the killing, all you got to do is catch one person.
Right.
Or do you have three different murderers running around? I mean, that's not good either.
Well, because if you really think about it, okay, people, and I guess it's just our psyche from too many movies, we get all wrapped up over one person doing a bunch of stuff. In an area covering the size of Jacksonville, do you know how many people are committing crimes every single day that you could worry about, but you don't? But you hear about one because he does something more than once, and all of a sudden, people freak out.
Well, it's the nature of the crime.
Oh, I get
serious
that.
And
I get that. But they don't even know what goes on every day.
No, well, that's true.
So,
hey, we're going to have our buddy Mark Woodstuff come by. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that every year we talk about Christmas trees, and he gives you an opportunity to buy a tree, change a life. And he's the volunteer site director from Destiny Community Church. So we'll have him on later on. And we've been fortunate that every time we've had him on the air, I believe they sell out away.
Like quickly. It takes no time at all. Yeah.
So the proceeds go to benefit different things that are all what most people, you know, would stand for. And there's two locations. Newbury Road, just west of the Welcome Newbury sign, and Trenton Campus on North Main Street. So the acronym for this, Buy a Tree, Change a Life, Bat Call. Is that what they're saying? Bat Call?
Oh.
I don't know. It's in the note here. It doesn't say Bat Call. It's C-A-L. Could be Bat Cal. But Bat Call sounds better, doesn't it?
Sounds cool. Yeah. I can just see the light in the sky right there for Batman.
Time to buy your tree. Mm-hmm. I see the bat call.
You got your tree up?
I bought a tree that has all the decorations on it. I think it's in the shed. I take the plastic bag off it, stick it on a shelf. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Wow. Geez, Scrooge. Ours has been up for a week.
We're so often we're out of town, different locations. You know, we'll put some lights on outside the house.
Yeah.
But we don't do a lot inside, a little bit here and there. But no, it's not. It's not like it used to be, you know, when the kids were little and stuff. Christmas was, you know, had a different meaning and everything. And, I mean, the meaning didn't change, but you know what I mean.
I go the minimalist route on purpose outside because I've got a neighbor that I think probably there are families in China who can see the glow of the lights. And I'm like, I can't compete with that. So I do the old simple white and gold things under spotlights, you know, nativity, that kind of thing, just to keep it simple and not even try to compete with that.
Speaking of lighting it up.
Yeah.
Ocala, Light Up Ocala. That's tomorrow. Starts at 3 o'clock, 3 to 8. Light Up Ocala, downtown square. Over 100 vendors are going to be there. That is always a wonderful event. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome to Friday. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Some of your top stories, local. Light Up Ocala is tomorrow from 3 to 8, downtown square. That's always a great event. And Saturday night in the Swamp, kickoff at 7:30. Gators taking on Tennessee. So you've got that happening. And wow. We've got issues. They're trying to work on health care. Yeah. Okay, I'm talking about on the national level, of course. We got a health care issue. That old A word keeps popping up, affordability.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get the Fed rate down, and the president doesn't have control over that, or it would be down. Mm-hmm. But there's challenges ahead, but there is also really good things occurring. So in the midst of all this, you figure, you know what, the unimportant stuff can just go by the wayside, at least for now. The old back burner, as you'd say. But now when it comes to the Democrats, now they're always looking for something really stupid to glom onto.
Oh, well, all the time.
And this one is pretty far out there. Basically, so you know that Donald Trump is building a ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
You also may know that this money, about $300 million, is going to be required to do the project, which I'm sure is far cheaper than if Trump was not involved.
Yeah.
And then this will all be done with private money, mm-hmm. personal and corporate interest that they are going to fund the project.
Not taxpayers.
But if the Democrats have their way, they just can't stand it. I mean, they think there could be some influence peddling.
It's a ballroom.
Yeah. I mean, the nature of a ball, you'd be influencing people.
And it's something that's going to be used for every president after this, no matter which side you're on.
Right.
Okay.
Democrats on Tuesday introduced legislation to put guardrails around private donations to fund construction on White House grounds and the vice president's residence. Now, I'm getting this from CBS News. So, of course, they're going to, kind of make it seem like, this is a reasonable thing. It's not. It's an outrageous thing. The bill, which comes in response to President Trump soliciting private money to fund the $300 million East Wing Ballroom, is sponsored by.
Yes.
If they could, they'd build a teepee.
Oh, no.
You got any takers on that?
Yeah, Pocahontas.
Yep, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Representative Robert Garcia of California and the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee. Now, this bill aims to impose restrictions on donors seeking to influence the administration in power and would require transparency. Look, Trump went around and got businesses, not just from the U.S., many from there, but also from around the world, to invest in America.
Yeah.
We're talking billions of dollars. In the case of Saudi Arabia, I think he got them up to $8 trillion.
Yes.
So what is your concern? Of course, those people are going to have some influence, but an overwhelming amount of influence? No, there's checks and balances for that. But nope. The Democrats, nope, they just can't, they can't help themselves. It would prohibit the president from soliciting donations, ban the display of donor names. Yeah, you wouldn't put who actually gave the money. Why wouldn't you? You know, when they rebuilt, you know, St. Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin, that was Guinness Brewing Company paid for all that. And we're talking about an extraordinary amount of money.
I can imagine.
So, of course, they got a little thing there, a little placard. But anyway, it bars donors from remaining anonymous. And, it, we want you to be identified, but we don't want to honor you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know who you are without telling anybody.
Yeah. Okay. Keep them anonymous and institute a two-year cooling-off period in which donors would be prohibited from lobbying the government. How does that work?
These people love them, a lobbyist. What are they talking about? Come on.
The bill called Stop Ballroom Bribery Act.
Wow. They've got way too much time on their hands.
Would also prevent donations from businesses or individuals with businesses before the government, including those facing federal litigation or enforcement actions. Several films firms that donated to the 90,000 square foot ballroom project have pending business before the government, like mergers requiring Justice Department approval or federal contracts hanging in the balance. And Americans shouldn't have to wonder whether President Trump is building a ballroom to facilitate a pay-to-play scheme for political favor. You mean like the Clinton Foundation?
Ooh, okay.
Well, it is so funny how they already have a roadmap for what they think could possibly occur. You know why? Because these are things that have occurred by them under their own watch.
And again, I go back to the fact, it's not building something that he will gain from in the future. It's not something he's going to live in. He's not getting personal gain out of this.
I think what it boils down to is there's an envy and a jealousy. It makes the Democrats look stupid because they would waste a bunch of taxpayer money on it. Nobody can take issue with whether a ballroom is truly needed, although anybody who's being honest knows one truly was needed.
Absolutely.
But it removes all that. And, you know, they can't stand it that he's going to use private funds to do it. Meanwhile, you've got Jerome Powell spending billions. Did you know that? Billions on a new building. Billions.
Yeah.
Trump's like, I could have done that whole project for, I don't know, $90 million or something like that. It's in the billions. It's crazy how that guy gets away with it. I don't know. The White House did not reply to a request for comment. At least they may have since then. I'll have to dig it up and see. But so far, just 16 donors have replied. Their responses mention corporate civic pride and compliance with federal law, but offer few details about their financial contributions or any real substantive answers to the senator's questions. It's basically they're desperate.
Yeah,
and they'll glom onto anything coming down the road. Like, who would have even thought that this would be a possibility? Hey, the Democrats, they're going to try to stop this private funding of the ballroom. You'd go, no, why?
That'd be stupid.
How could you be against that?
Right.
Most Americans would say, good, we don't have to pay for it. Build it.
Yeah.
Oh, but no. Healthcare system screwed up for the American people, and Trump administration's determined to fix it. I'll tell you how, or at least some of what they have planned coming up next. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday. Happy weekend, baby. We have made it. We have arrived at a 6:38 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're going to have a special guest on at 8 o'clock talking about buying a tree and changing a life. His name is Mark Woodstuff, and they've got a couple locations in the west of town. One's in Newbury, one's in Trenton. So we'll get that information to you. This is something we've been doing ongoing. Do you know how many years we've been doing this?
Several years in a row,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And every time we talk about it, boom, it's like,
the trees are
sells
gone.
Out. So if that's where you normally go,
you've been
don't
warned.
Waste any time.
You've been warned.
Can you believe that it was on this day that millions tune in to find out who shot JR?
Oh, my goodness.
November 21st, 1980, 350 million people around the world. Of course, it was Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And to find out who shot J.R. Ewing.
That was, I mean, what a cultural piece of Americana in 1980. I mean, that was huge.
I never understood why people didn't like him, like his character.
Oh, he was a perfect bad guy.
But he never was to me. I'm like, hey, dude, before he was this cowboy, he was a cool astronaut. We liked him.
Well, the genie.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But what a contrast of roles for him. It showed how versatile he was.
Well, that's true, too. He did play a very good, devious, kind of a mean character.
He did.
Yep. And this, 350 million people around the world. That's a pretty big number.
Well, I was a senior in high school, and I was actually working at a country station. And, of course, it was just a huge topic.
It was Texas. It was Urban Cowboy. Yeah. It was all that stuff.
Everything was all about that. Who shot JR? So,
Let's see. The mystery was solved identifying Kristen Shepherd, JR's wife's sister-in-law, and his former mistress as the culprit.
I always suspected her.
But wait a second. Now, am I confusing this with something else?
I don't know.
Didn't it turn out to be a dream, or am I thinking about a whole different...
That's Bobby.
Oh, and Bobby was shot.
Because they had killed him off, and there was such a public outrage that then they did the whole thing where, all that had been a dream.
Oh, that's the dream sequence.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the classic thing about that is then all those years later, Bob Newhart used that concept. Because Bob Newhart, comedian, actor... had done multiple series. He had different wives in the two TV series.
I liked Suzanne Plachette.
Yeah, she was awesome. So in the finale of the later show, he woke up and it turned out that whole series, I guess, prior had been a dream.
That sounds familiar.
And it was a takeoff on the whole Bobby Ewing thing.
Yeah.
It was a classic episode.
See, everybody, watched Dallas. Everybody kind of knew about it. Everybody talked about it.
Sure.
But I didn't really, I watched it, but not like, it wasn't an appointment setter for me.
Right.
Like I was a senior in high school. It's like, I had other things going on, frankly.
Sure. You had your own dramas. You didn't need to watch one on TV.
That's exactly right. So anyway, but I was aware.
Oh, yeah.
I was aware of it. And when I did watch it, I thought it was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked Bobby and the actor that played him.
Yeah.
Patrick Duffy.
Yes.
Didn't something awful happen to, like, his parents? They were murdered or something?
Yeah. It was. There was a lot of tragedy in his life. Yeah.
And then there was Victoria Principal.
Oh, yeah. Big star at the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Larry Hagman, man, in the role of JR.
He was awesome.
He was.
1980. Who shot JR?
The good old days.
Oof.
We were just coming along, just turning from boys to men.
That's another group.
Waiting for my voice to change. I'm still waiting. The healthcare system is screwed up for the American people, and it needs to be fixed. Who said that?
Bob Rose just did.
Vice President J.R. Vance. Just seeing if you were catching it. Just see if I could sneak it by.
That was good.
Huh?
That was good.
You liked that, didn't you?
I did.
J.D. Vance, during a discussion with Breitbart News, Chris Boyle, on Thursday, Vance noted President Trump met with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and apparently there might be some ties between Jeffries and Epstein that has not had surfaced previously, so that'll be kind of interesting.
You got to play mum on that one right now.
Yeah, he is. As well as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in the Oval Office prior to the government shutdown discussing health care. The president said, well, absolutely, we agree. We want to address the health care problem confronting the American people. In fact, you people screwed it up with Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act, and now you're coming to us saying, let's fix it. Great.
Uh-huh.
Let's fix it. So Vance hammered away at those folks, which, absolutely should have. I think we were kind of caught off guard, and they were like, well, but we want to fix it before we're willing to open up the government. And the president was like, that's like 3 days from now.
Uh-huh.
You want us to fix American health care in the next 3 days? And that's it.
That'd be another miracle. Yeah, 3-day miracle.
Right well, I mean, there. that sounds exactly like, you know, what the Democrats, they didn't want you to fix it. They just wanted you to add $1.5 trillion to keep it limping along where it would need constant attention and money and still wouldn't provide great service. And they know it.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
It's all the little special interest things in there.
Oh, hey, man, can I flip back to JR again?
Sure.
Well, because it's Dallas.
Yep.
It's drilling for oil. It's all that cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just saw the first episode of the new season of Land Man.
You were talking about that the other day. Sounds interesting.
That's a Taylor Sheridan production. You know, he's the same one that did the other Western with Kevin Costner.
Right.
In it. And Billy Bob Thornton. And this is season two. Demi Moore is in it.
Interesting combo.
It is. I don't know. I enjoy the show.
Huh.
And Taylor Sheridan. I mean, it's just kind of like, I don't know.
On a roll.
I think this guy could.
Yeah. Watch it now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Okay, move on.
Got to be careful what examples.
Yeah, you do. Yep.
Yeah, even on a Friday, Greg?
Even on a Friday. Family still listening. Yeah.
Policeman Greg is here to keep me in line.
That's my job.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast with every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Funding terrorist organizations through Medicaid? We are so generous as a nation, aren't we? 6:50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Happy, happy Friday, my friends. Yep, Light Up Ocala is Saturday, 3 to 8. The Gators play Tennessee, 7:30 in the Swamp. And Somalis in Minnesota swindled millions in state Medicaid autism care programs and sent the cash back to their homeland and to its terror groups. That's right. Breitbart reported this in July. Nearly 100 autism clinics in Minnesota were being investigated for fraudulently billing Medicaid for treatment of children supposedly diagnosed with autism. Most of it's in connection with the rampant and corrupt Somali community around Minneapolis. But the fraud is far more widespread, with far more money involved than previously reported, all of which has been presided over by former Democrat Party vice presidential nominee Governor Tim Walz.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Best you can to what?
Yeah.
Push money to Somalia and Al-Shabaab?
But remember, not one dime goes towards no illegals, no illegal migrants, no, not one dime, Bob. Not one dime in this case. Yeah.
That may be true. Okay. They weren't spending on anybody's health care. They were sending it to Al-Shabaab, the terrorist in Somalia.
Oh, that makes it so much better.
Of course, when they use machetes and chop people's arms off, they need medical care, but that's another story.
Details.
The money paid out by Minnesota scandal-plagued welfare schemes is monumental. The state's failed Medicaid housing stabilization services, for instance, was kicked off in 2021, with expenses to be in the area of around $2.6 million. Instead, the program paid out $21 million in its first year.
Hmm.
How can you pay out more than you've budgeted for? You're budgeted for $2.6
million,
and you just keep writing checks until you get to $21
million? Wow.
Oh, and it gets better. Huh. In each year, subsequent year, the program ballooned to $42 million, then $74 million, then $104 million. Yeah.
Hey, Minnesota taxpayers. Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. But are we shocked?
No.
It's Tim Walz. We're not shocked.
Fraud is also endemic in many of Minnesota's other welfare programs. City Journal noted that a Somali woman named Asha Farin Hassan has been charged with defrauding the state's early intensive development and behavioral intervention programs of $14 million. You got to remember, these are kids that have developmental issues. These are kids that may be on the spectrum or autism or whatever. Mm-hmm. They need that help.
Yes.
That money helps them to get all kinds of different therapies that makes their life livable, makes them better able to, maybe be on their own. Wow. At some point, or at least, at the very least, increase their quality of life.
That is just
But they're
so
just
wrong.
Taking money from that.
So
yep.
wrong.
They were pretending like they were, all these kids have autism. But they didn't. They were just faking it. Yeah.
Wow.
They were faking it and sending the money to Somalia. Prosecutors now say that Hassan and her cohorts approached Somali families and promised them kickbacks of between $300 and $1,500 a month per child if they enrolled in the state's autism treatment programs. You would think that there would be some screening for that.
Oversight, anyone?
I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of screening for a lot of things. Why wouldn't there be some screening for that? Why would you just hand the money out?
Crazy.
The fraud in autism treatment has skyrocketed, apart from Hassan's alleged criminal enterprises. The journal notes that the autism claims to Medicaid in Minnesota have skyrocketed in recent years. You know, I wonder if that drives up those numbers, like, oh, we have so many more diagnosed kids with autism than we used to. I guess this fraud would skew those numbers, too,
sure,
right? Because they don't
really
have it in these cases. Businesses are also in on the con. Autism providers soared from 41 across the entire state in 2020 to 328. They had 41 providers. Now they have 328 of them.
There you go.
All of them applying for and receiving Minnesota's Medicaid funding.
Uh-huh.
The theft was so deep that one in every 16 Somali four-year-olds in Minnesota had been officially, quote-unquote, diagnosed with autism.
Wow.
A rate that is more than triple the state average.
Uh-huh.
So there's no way it's that high.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
But again, we see it all the time. All that I guess shocks us is how big it got financially.
Well, and here's the other thing you got to look at. According to Joe Thompson, a U.S. attorney, he said this is not an isolated scheme.
Mm-hmm.
He said these massive fraud schemes form a web that has stolen billions of dollars in taxpayer money. Each case will bring exposure to another strand of the network. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, when you're dealing with so much money, you have to have, like, oversight, and then you need oversight for the overseers, right? And then you constantly have to, look at the books and go over that. Mm. And that's why growing government.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to take care of things at the most local level that you can
keep
first and then expand from there. Because it seems like the more the bureaucracy is piled high, the easier it is for people to cheat the system.
And they do big time.
Sure do. A lot of money.
Minnesota, though, it's hardly an American state anymore in so many ways.
I know. It's a shame. I remember when it was like, I don't know, the land of 10,000 lakes or something.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of lakes.
Yeah. All right, my friends, we have a lot more to talk about. It is a happy, happy Friday, and 119,000 jobs were added in September, and that's up from what their previous guess was. So we'll talk about that and more coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.